8:39 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at 48 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, go ahead and take that app with, go ahead and download that app. Then you could take us everywhere you go, or your mobile device goes, for sure. If you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. We have our friends in from Max Abilities of York County. We're learning more about the nonprofit, as well as how you might be able to get a job there. We have Micah Ashley joining us from Max Abilities of York County. And good morning to you, Micah.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, let's always start with this, the foundation, explaining to our listeners about Max Abilities of York County.
Okay. Well, Max Abilities of York County is an agency that offers various services and supports to support individuals and adults and children with intellectual disabilities, autism, head and spinal cord injuries. And with the services and supports that we provide, we have case management services, early intervention for young children. We offer residential services, day program services, respite care for families. And we've do this all over York County. When you think about the services we offer, some of our residential programs are located throughout the county, with several in Rock Hill, York, one in Clover, two in Fort Mill. And so we want to make sure that we are living our mission of our agency, which is to maximize abilities for individuals with special needs. And so in doing that, our mission is to make folks as independent as possible. We want to teach them, empower them, advocate on their behalf, and be a mentor for the folks that we serve.
So what does a typical day look like for you all? Do your clients come to you? Do you come to them? Do they go to the nearest center? Is it set up like a school? Walk us through what a day is like.
Okay. So for our adults who reside in our residential program, the majority of them do attend one of our day programs. So we also have two day programs in the county that work on independent living skills and preparing them for job readiness, teaching job skills. And so typically, a day for our consumers would be to attend the day program, typically from around 7:30 in the morning to 3, and then they would return to their residential program. In residential, again, we're focusing on making our folks as independent as possible. So we're doing skills training in areas that they have assessed needs. So whether it's cooking, money management, being able to prepare meals independently, whatever the case might be for that individual. And so, we are focusing on some of that skills training. Obviously, we're monitoring their health and assisting with any medication that they might need, and providing just supports to them. And, with that, of course, we want to be an active part of the community. So we're out and about and doing fun activities as well.
Yeah, I'm looking right now at your Facebook page, and all of your Christmas activities are up there, which is great. And one of the folks that you all help, that's part of your family, Philip, is a new employee at one of the big box stores here in town. So he's showing up his name badge and is happy and ready to work. So it's one of probably so many success stories.
Exactly. And that is probably one of the most fulfilling aspects of working with Max Abilities, is that you do see a lot of success. And sometimes, the steps might be small, but we want to celebrate every success. And certainly when our folks do reach a higher level of independence and they're able to work independently or live independently, we know we've done something right then.
What a rewarding job at the end of the day.
It is.
To your point, sometimes it probably feels like one step forward, two steps back.
Mm-hmm.
But you're making a difference in someone's life and contributing to society. I mean, just it checks all the boxes that sometimes if you're looking around and say, what am I doing with my life? Am I doing something that's bettering the world?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Max Abilities of York County, look no further.
And you're not only helping the client, but you're helping their family.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
I feel like.
We've focused more on just the residential piece, but when you think of families, our case management and early intervention departments work with, probably 1,000, 1,100 families throughout the county. So,
Well, all right. So if you want to make a difference in someone's life, Max Abilities of York County, you're hiring. Who are you hiring for? What are you looking for? Kind of briefly just tell us that.
Okay. So primarily we are hiring for those direct support professional positions to work in our day program and our residential programs. To work with Max Abilities, you have to be at least 18 years of age, have a valid driver's license, have, you know, the ability to drive. We also, you know, ask that you pass several background checks, that kind of thing that we have to do. And we're just looking for, you know, the person who has the heart to serve, that wants to give back, who wants to, you know, nurture and support our individuals. You don't necessarily have to have experience in this field. We will provide a good bit of training to get you ready to work with our individuals. But if you do have some experience, CNA certification, that's certainly welcome as well. But, you know, we are just looking for the person who wants to make that difference. And, you know, with that, obviously we want folks that are reliable, dependable, observant, and responsive to our consumers' needs and take joy in working with our individuals.
Are these full-time positions or any part-time positions? What are you looking for?
We have both. We do have full-time opportunities. Typically, our full-time, when you talk about residential, is going to be second and third shift, and that will include some weekend work. Part-time, PRN as well, just as you are available and as we have the need. Part-time typically is working more of the weekend, so that is a, you know, a wonderful opportunity for folks that are just looking for a little extra money. Our college students in the area, that could also, you know, be a very good job for them to focus on, you know, the weekend or as available work, and maybe it focuses on their major area of study. For folks that are in the healthcare field, special education, social work, psychology, we have some really good experiences that could work well for you upon graduation.
That's a great idea right there for sure. And take it, take Micah's word for it. She's been with Max Abilities for 2 decades now.
Yes.
Wow. So you certainly enjoy the job. I'm sure, again, it's stressful. The days are long, and sometimes you yourself probably thinking, what am I doing? But at the end of the day, just look at the impact that you're making on another person's life. What a beautiful thing that is to be able to contribute to society. So I check in the win column for sure. All right, so if you're interested in helping out Max Abilities, keep in mind this is a nonprofit, correct?
Correct.
All right, so if you want to help out, time, money, experience, they'll love to have you. If you want to do a little bit more, maybe looking at a potential job opportunity, you can, again, reach out to Max Abilities of York County. If you're a business owner, a company, and you've got some spots, reach out to Max Abilities of York County. You might get some really dedicated employees. That is for sure. I can tell you that based on the experiences we've had with a lot of the folks that you all place in these jobs. It's Max Abilities of York County. Her name is Micah Ashley, and reach out to her. And happy anniversary, working almost 2 decades for Max Abilities. That's fantastic.
Thank you.